Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. It's like asking who's buried in Grant's tomb to ask, on what country's dance music did Johannes Brahms base his Hungarian dances? Brahms wasn't actually from Hungary, but Béla Bartók was. Bartók spent a lot of time collecting folk music from all over his country. The eastern part of Hungary, Transylvania, has gone back and forth between belonging to Hungary and Romania. Bartók gathered some great dance music there. For half a century, Romania, Hungary, and most of Central Europe all belonged to one country, the Austro-Hungarian Empire. In Austria, they danced the Ländler, like this one by Franz Schubert. What is now the Czech Republic was also part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire back when Antonín Dvořák was around. Dvořák wrote a whole set of Slavonic dances based on dance forms from his country. Composer Bedřich Smetana wrote the first Czech national opera, and he loved to dance. Smetana borrowed some Czech folk music for his set of Czech dances. Smetana wasn't the only one to borrow that stepping dance. So did Franz Joseph Haydn. He put it in the last movement of his last symphony. Just north of the Czech Republic is Poland, where they dance the mazurka. Polish composer Frédéric Chopin wrote lots of mazurkas. A German philosopher by the name of Friedrich Nietzsche is famous for having written the book Also sprach Zarathustra, Thus Spake Zarathustra, which composer Richard Strauss turned into a famous tone poem. But Nietzsche didn't just write words, he wrote some music, too, like this Polish mazurka. In Russia, they dance the hopak, but because there's no letter with an H sound in Russian, they call it the gopak. This gopak is from the opera Sarachintsy Fair by Modest Mussorgsky. So many of these dances have interesting names, but the German dances by Ludwig van Beethoven are just called German dances. Here's another dance by Beethoven, a contra dance. Beethoven obviously liked that dance because he recycled it in his ballet, The Creatures of Prometheus. ¶¶ and in his third symphony called the Eroica. Pretty amazing what a composer like Beethoven can do with a little dance, isn't it? Next month, music by a composer who lived in Russia back when that country was part of the Soviet Union. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids, which is produced at WGUC Cincinnati with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.